Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Believe it or not, it still hasn't actually calmed down here at St James' Park, as you may be able to hear in the background. Newcastle United, their place in the final is assured after a 3-1 aggregate win over Southampton on a night of thrills and spills at St James' Park. Yeah, where do you start with that one? You look back at it and think they needed a flying start, and they got one. Sean Longstaff converting. Just a great move. Bruno, tenacious, winning the ball, starting the move with Longstaff, and Longstaff exchanging passes with Trippier before Longstaff applied the finish at the Gallagher end. First goal at St James' Park for 4 years in competitive nature. Then after that, it was just dreamland. Dreamland for Longstaff. Dreamland for St James' Park. 21 minutes in, they go 2-0 up. And then all of a sudden it feels unassailable. 3-0. Unassailable lead. I guess Southampton's goal, if it did anything, it focused minds. It was a shock to the system, in a way. I think Shea Adams couldn't have hit that any better. First time Nick Pope has conceded a goal for 15 and a half hours. Maybe that's... I don't know, maybe it's a little bit of pressure off in that situation. You look at it and think, it would be great if you'd kept that run going, but instead that comes to an end. But it doesn't matter. Newcastle are through. Clean sheets are nice. Victories are more important. Pope showed it didn't bother him by making a brilliant block in the second half when Armstrong just sort of sneaked through. I thought he was going to make it all square on the night, but great save, Nick Pope. Just showed you what a professional he is to stay focused in that situation. And then it was all about just holding out, really. It was a second half of few chances, and when Bruno lunged in and handed James Ward-Prowse the free kick, you feared the worst. But the free kick was blocked, unfortunately. Bruno picks up the red card. The big fear at that moment in time for a lot of people was, will he miss the final? That did not prove to be the case. He will be serving a 3-match ban, and it doesn't include the Wembley showpiece. And Newcastle United will hope that he'll be back fresh for that final. And it's one of them where they feel, you know, This is a huge, huge occasion coming up. First final, first League Cup final since 76, compared with the only one that they'd been in previously. Then after you consider that one, it's 1999 was the last major final, FA Cup final. But here they are, Newcastle, safely in the final now. Yeah, so Newcastle going back to Wembley. It hasn't been a happy hunting ground in the past. There's no doubt about that. It's been pretty miserable, to be fair. The build-ups have been good, though. And the build-up to this one will be very good also. But for Newcastle, they're within touching distance of winning a trophy. I can see the Carabao Cup shining under the floodlights here at St James's Park, beneath David Ginola, who's still doing live telly. And it's the dream's alive. What can I say? The dream is alive for Newcastle United. They've got a real chance of getting that first piece of silverware, probably a lot earlier than people expected when the club was taken over, only in autumn 2021. A lot earlier than expected. But Newcastle United are in the final. They'll face Nottingham Forest and Man United. It feels like it's going to be Man United because they strolled to a win. Strolled to a win in that first leg last week. But yeah, it's an opportunity. I mean, I'm sure Eddie Howe will now talk about focusing on nothing but Premier League. Focusing on nothing but professionalism. Getting back to basics, getting back to business. But Newcastle fans can celebrate going down to Wembley. It's a real opportunity for them. A new generation of supporters get a chance to go to a final. A long time ago, 1999. Last century, by the way. So this is a real chance for Newcastle fans to enjoy it. I know things have been going mad with trains, planes, hotels. That's been going on probably since the quarterfinals, to be totally honest. But here we are. It is for real now. It'll certainly be, you know, switch off the lights. The last person who leaves Newcastle for this, and it's a massive, massive opportunity to secure a piece of silverware. And the scenes would be quite unbelievable. But for now, we have to just focus on this team and what an achievement they've done. They were fighting relegation not that long ago. This time last year, they were staring Championship football in the face. Here they are, casually celebrating a trip to Wembley. And yeah, for the fans, it's brilliant. For the owners who celebrated with the players after the game, a great experience. And Newcastle fans, proud of their team. It was brilliant to see. I took a moment straight after the game to go and watch the fans coming down past the Millburn stand. Unbelievable scenes, chanting we're going to Wembley, and they're here, and hopefully they can look forward to that big occasion.